ازيكم، انا خوخه وانا اول مره اجي امريكا وانا فرحانه جدا ان انا هنا وانا هقابل صديقي المو. I said that my name is Khuka and it's my first time here in America and I can't wait to meet Elmo.
That's the voice of Khuka, a four-year-old Egyptian girl who lives in Alam Simsim, or the world of Sesame, as it translates in Arabic. The outgoing, bright orange Muppet with the purple hair speaks an Egyptian colloquial form of Arabic. Recently, she visited New York City at the invitation of the Mosaic Foundation, a nonprofit organization formed by the wives of Arab ambassadors to the United States. The group is providing a grant to dub Khuka in simplified classical Arabic, the form of the language used throughout the Arab media. This way, her show can reach the broadest possible audience of Arab-speaking children. But will things that are culturally appropriate in Egypt be accepted in, for example, Saudi Arabia? Producer Nyla Faruqi doesn't foresee any cultural conflicts.
The things that we stay away from when we do our shows is we don't talk about religion, we don't talk about politics. It's not ramming anything down people's throats. It's not fishing for controversy.
Nonetheless, Sesame Street's co-productions do go beyond teaching the alphabet or counting to 10. Often, they address the specific needs of children in a given region. On South Africa's Takalani Sesame, an HIV-positive Muppet named Cammy is helping reduce the stigma of AIDS. And in Egypt, a country with a high illiteracy rate among women, Khuka goes to school, doesn't wear a veil, and dreams of doing things that, in some countries, only boys are allowed to do.
There's like a lot of things I want to do. I want to be an astronaut, and I also want to drive a big truck, and I also want to be help people like who can't do many things. Like there's a lot of children who are very sick. I want to help them, maybe be a doctor, and many, many other things. These are just like for now.
Khuka's voice and puppeteer, or Muppeteer, is Dina Asala, who's confident that this message about girls' goals won't offend viewers when it's coming from puppets.
It really helps that they're puppets, because sometimes when they're human, they're like, well, I don't know if we dress that way, and if this is too short for a four-year-old, or if this is, too fancy, or, oh, no, she has makeup on, and, you know, a lot of these things might bring up controversy, but as far as puppet is concerned, the sky's the limit.
Arab children aren't the only ones who'll come to know Khuka. The Mosaic Foundation is also funding an upcoming project to introduce a little Egyptian girl to the American preschool crowd, as explains producer Nalia Faruqi and Khuka.
It's 2 hours hosted by Khuka in English, and she would be addressing American kids, and it's basically to provide a window for American children to see a day in the life of an Arab child.
I want everybody to know, like all the kids in America, that we're all the same. Maybe we have different kinds of food, and we have, you know, different kind of weather, and maybe we have different animals as well. Other than that, we're the same.
From Dubai to Detroit, the universal appeal of Sesame Street seems the same in any language. Jenny Sykes, VOA News, New York.